Today is the sixth day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. And as always, it is a grateful day to step in here with some nice steamy wind farm coffee and the rolling hills of Tennessee out before me and come around the global campfire together with you and know that we're safe. We're in a place of healing and restoration and repair. We're in a place where those things can happen because we can let the cares of this life go for even these few minutes and simply allow the Bible to have a voice in our lives. So I am grateful to be here with you today to take that next move, that next right step forward, and the next step forward in the scriptures. In the book of Exodus right now, we are hearing kind of the first batch, the first pass of rules, regulations, laws, customs, rituals, a formation of a culture and a society. And as we know, even until today, a culture and a society is governed by its laws. The agreed terms of what the society is like and what it permits and does not permit, and how these laws actually bring the guardrails for freedom from within. And so that is happening. We have former slaves who have been slaves for over four centuries, who are now in the wilderness, utterly dependent on God for survival. And these laws that will govern their culture going forward, that will transform who they are from slave to a cohesive, self-governing people, are being laid out by God. And we are hearing some of that and will continue. This is known as the Mosaic Law. Today, Exodus chapter 23, verse 14 through 25, verse 40. Three times in the year you must make a pilgrim feast to me. You are to observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread. 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you, at the appointed time of the month of Abib, for at that time you came out of Egypt. No one may appear before me empty-handed. You are also to observe the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of your labors that you have sown in the field, and the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in your harvest out of the field. At three times in the year, all your males will appear before the Sovereign Lord. You must not offer the blood of my sacrifice with bread containing yeast. The fat of my festal sacrifice must not remain until morning. The first of the first fruits of your soil you must bring to the house of the Lord your God. You must not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. I am going to send an angel before you to protect you as you journey and to bring you into the place that I have prepared. Take heed because of him, and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you diligently obey him and do all that I command, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will be an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will destroy them completely. You must not bow down to their gods. You must not serve them or do according to their practices. Instead, you must completely overthrow them and smash their standing stones to pieces. You must serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sickness from your midst. No woman will miscarry her young or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before you, and I will alarm all the people whom you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. I will send hornets before you that will drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite before you. I will not drive them out before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the wild animals multiply against you. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you become fruitful and inherit the land. I will set your boundaries from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out before you. You must make no covenant with them or with their gods. They must not live in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. But to Moses, the Lord said, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from a distance. Moses alone may come near the Lord, but the others must not come near, nor may the people go up with him." Moses came and told the people all the Lord's words and all the decisions. All the people answered together, "We are willing to do all the words that the Lord has said." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. Early in the morning, he built an altar at the foot of the mountain and arranged 12 standing stones, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls for peace offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and half of the blood he splashed on the altar. He took the book of the covenant and read it aloud to the people, and they said, "We are willing to do and obey all that the Lord has spoken." So Moses took the blood and splashed it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. Under his feet, there was something like a pavement made of sapphire, clear like the sky itself. But he did not lay a hand on the leaders of the Israelites. So they saw God, and they ate and they drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandments that I have written, so that you may teach them." So Moses set out with Joshua, his attendant, and Moses went up the mountain of God. He told the elders, "Wait for us in this place until we return to you. Here are Aaron and Hur with you. Whoever has any matters of dispute can approach them." Moses went up the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord resided on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses from within the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in plain view of the people. Moses went into the cloud when he went up the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me from every person motivated by a willing heart. You are to receive my offering. This is the offering you are to accept from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gems to be set in the ephod and in the breastpiece, Let them make for me a sanctuary, so that I may live among them, according to all that I am showing you, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings. You must make it exactly so. They are to make an ark of acacia wood. Its length is to be 45 inches, its width 27 inches, and its height 27 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold. Both inside and outside, you must overlay it. And you are to make a surrounding border of gold over it. You are to cast four gold rings for it and put them on its 4 feet, with two rings on one side and two rings on the other side. You are to make poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and put the poles into the rings at the sides of the ark in order to carry the ark with them. The poles must remain in the rings of the ark. They must not be removed from it. You are to put into the ark the testimony that I will give to you. You are to make an atonement lid of pure gold. Its length is to be 45 inches, and its width is to be 27 inches. You are to make two cherubim of gold. You are to make them of hammered metal on the two ends of the atonement lid. Make one cherub on one end and one cherub on the other end. From the atonement lid, you are to make the cherubim on the two ends. The cherubim are to be spreading their wings upward, overshadowing the atonement lid with their wings. And the cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the atonement lid. You are to put the atonement lid on top of the ark, and in the ark you are to put the testimony I am giving you. I will meet with you there, and from above the atonement lid, from between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will command you for the Israelites. You are to make a table of acacia wood. Its length is to be 36 inches, its width 18 inches, and its height 27 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold for it. You are to make a surrounding frame for it, about 3 inches broad, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold for its frame. You are to make 4 rings of gold for it, and attach the rings at the 4 corners, where its 4 legs are. The rings are to be close to the frame to provide places for the poles to carry the table. You are to make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold so that the table may be carried with them. You are to make its plates, its ladles, its pitchers, and its bowls to be used in pouring out offerings. You are to make them of pure gold. You are to set the bread of the presence on the table before me continually. You are to make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand is to be made of hammered metal. Its base and its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its blossoms are to be from the same piece. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand. 3 branches of the lampstand from one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups, shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms, are to be on 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on the next branch, and the same for the 6 branches extending from the lampstand. On the lampstand, there are to be 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms, with a bud under the first 2 branches from it, and a bud under the next 2 branches from it, and a bud under the third 2 branches from it, according to the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. Their buds and their branches will be 1 piece, all of it, 1 hammered piece of pure gold. You are to make its 7 lamps, and then set its lamps up on it so that it will give light to the area in front of it. Its trimmers and its trays are to be of pure gold. About 75 pounds of pure gold is to be used for it, and for all these utensils. Now be sure to make them according to the pattern you were shown on the mountain. Matthew 24:29-51. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the signs of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man arriving on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet blast, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Learn this parable from the fig tree. Whenever its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also you, when you see all these things, know that he is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But as for that day and hour, no one knows it, not even the angels in heaven, except the Father alone. For just like the days of Noah were, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. For in those days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and took them all away. It will be the same at the coming of the Son of Man. Then there will be two men in the field. One will be taken and one left. There will be two women grinding grain with a mill. One will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay alert because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have been alert and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise slave when the master is put in charge of his household to give the other slaves their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom the master finds at work when he comes. I tell you the truth, the master will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave should say to himself, "My master is staying away a long time," and he begins to beat his fellow slaves and to eat and drink with drunkards, then the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he does not foresee, and will cut him in two and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Psalm 30. A psalm. A song used at the dedication of the temple. By David. I will praise you, O Lord, for you lifted me up and did not allow my enemies to gloat over me. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you pulled me up from Sheol. You rescued me from among those descending into the grave. Sing to the Lord, you faithful followers of his. Give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts only a brief moment, and his good favor restores one's life. one may experience sorrow during the night, but joy arrives in the morning. In my self-confidence, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, in your good favor you made me secure. Then you rejected me and I was terrified. To you, O Lord, I cried out. I begged the Lord for mercy. What profit is there in taking my life, in my descending into the pit? Can the dust of the grave praise you? Can it declare your loyalty? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. O Lord, deliver me. Then you turned my lament into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and covered me with joy. So now my heart will sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will always give thanks to you. Proverbs 7, 24 through 27. So now, sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words I speak. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not wander into her pathways, for she has brought down many fatally wounded, and all those she has slain are many. Her house is the way to the grave, going down to the chambers of death. Okay, so yesterday, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus started a teaching on the end times, and he continues to talk about the end times today. And we kind of mentioned yesterday, like, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of terror, a lot of angst, and a lot of manipulation around, like, existential things like the end times. And there's a whole kind of cottage industry around it that is largely, if not totally, based upon, like, fear. And so just incorporating the fact that Jesus also taught on apocalyptic things maybe should be the lead, should be primary in what we're paying attention to. And so Jesus says today that, yeah, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, the powers in the heavens will be shaken. That is Jesus quoting from the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Joel. And then at last, Jesus says, the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens. And there will be deep mourning among all the peoples of the earth. So Jesus is revealing that the things that we long for, the restoration of all things made new, shalom, coming into our life's wholeness, the way things are supposed to be, coming into our lives and into our world, that those things are going to happen. They are coming. They will be preceded by things that we would probably rather fast forward through, right? Just skip. Jesus called these things labor pains, birthing pains. So to kind of use Jesus' vernacular, we would like the baby without the labor pains. But it is the pain and the contractions, and believe me, I'm not talking from experience, like, but I have been through this. I have observed. And I have been there, like saying, push, 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 and you're doing so good, and with, you know, a wet towel, and getting yelled at, and all kinds of things. Like, I've done this and seen this. It is the pushing. It is the short rest and then another contraction and the pain and the pushing, it is that that actually brings new life. So it has been thousands of years since Jesus taught this. And for thousands of years, every generation has been trying to observe the sign of the times and to make predictions on, you know, the cosmic timeline of where we are. And every generation thinks it's now. This is it. It's our generation. Look at the sign of the times, including us now doing the same thing every generation has done for thousands of years. Living like that, though, is different than what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, be vigilant and aware as if it's today, but not drawn into hysteria or panic. In fact, yesterday, remember, two words Jesus spoke that should lock us in to anxiety itself. Don't panic. Living in panic leads to certain uncertainty, leads to obsessive fear, and ultimately to hysteria. Jesus laid it out very, very clearly, and I quote him, No one knows the day or hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven. Not even the Son himself. Only the Father knows. So, keep watch. You don't know what day your Lord is coming. So this is an instruction to be awake, aware, and vigilant, which does change how we live our lives. It is not an invitation to anxiety and panic. Jesus said, ultimately, birthing pains is like that's a bumpy road. But the posture of our heart is not on the bumpy road, the fear or the panic. The posture of heart is on the new life that is on the other side of that. And with that hope, we move forward aware and with hope. We are not gonna figure out what Jesus claims he doesn't know, right? I mean, seriously. We are not going to figure out what Jesus claims he doesn't know. But we can, and we must, according to Jesus' teachings, simply be ready, prepared, aware. So the posture to live into then is, this is already underway. We are already in that process. It is the same posture that Jesus came and taught as he announced the kingdom of heaven. It is already here. It is already among you. It is not buildings and military strength. It is within you. You are it. It's already happening. If we would heed this counsel and take to heart the actual teachings of the one that we believe is the Savior of the world, then we are ready, and we are participating, and we are collaborating, because the redemption of the world is already underway, and that includes our own personal redemption, the repair of what is broken in us. And so, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge this, and we acknowledge the ways that we fight against it and thwart it, the ways that we will turn to energy sources like anxiety that will absolutely turn our nervous systems inside out, and lead us on extraordinarily dark paths. When the energy is supposed to be in awareness that this is already underway, we are a part of it, and our own restoration, the wholeness that you want to bring to us, the repair to what we have broken and what has been broken in us, is what you are after. We open ourselves to you and ask that you lead us into all truth. And we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. This is where to get connected, stay connected, be connected. Like the community section, this is where the prayer wall lives. It's also where all of the links to the different social media platforms that we have a presence in are. And so if you're in those spaces, then make sure to get connected there. It's where the Daily Audio Bible shop is. Check out the shop. There are resources for the journey, the voyage across a year through the Bible together can be found. And wow, what's going on? We are about to leave for the land of the Bible in a couple of days. And so, number one, get your laundry done and get your toothbrush, because there's room in the suitcase for everybody. And we'll be looking forward to that. But also, thank you for your prayers over all that has to happen to make this happen. Appreciate that very deeply. And it's profoundly necessary to cover a journey like this, where we are going to go north, south, east, and west and see it all. And really open our hearts to vast amounts of information and history, but also open our hearts to God and all that he will do on a journey like this. And so thank you for your prayers. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you profoundly. We exist. We are here because we are in this together. And so thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, there are a number of numbers you can call, depending on where you are in the world. You can hit the hotline button in the app, no matter where you are in the world, and that is definitely the best way to go about it. But there are a number of numbers you can call. In the Americas, 877-942-4253 is that number. If you are in the UK or Europe, 44-2036-088078 is the number. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-882-0-5459 is the number to call. And that's all for today. I am Brian, and I love you. And I do. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. Lisa the Encourager, I heard your message and you want us to pray for your friend, Kathy. And her name just kept ringing out. I do not know personally how it feels to go through cancer. But I do know a God who walks with me, who talks with me, who helps me in, I have an autoimmune disease of the liver. That if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. So I know that I'm walking through this to help somebody else. So Kathy, since you just kept just screaming, it's like your name was just screaming in my head, I ask that God walks with you and talks with you and encourages you, and that you will open up your hands and receive all that he has, not in the way you think it should happen. There's some steps you're going to have to walk through. There's some that he's going to delete. But in all things, give him thanks. Give him glory. Every time you go to the doctor, God, what great things we're going to do. You might just be there to be a blessing to the doctors. But walk it out and keep worshiping and keep thanking God. Because he's with you. He's going to take care of it. But in his own way, in his own timing. And that is hard for us as humans. But God sees you and he hears you. Lisa, he sees you and he hears you. You are encouragement to us all. I love hearing your voice. It's calm and it's soothing. So I know that you're helping Kathy. God bless you both.
Hi, y'all. This is a message for Sparky and for Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. I just love y'all. Thank you so much, Sparky, for speaking over Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. I really appreciated her transparent phone call and her ask for prayer, which I definitely am praying for her son and for her. But Sparky, I want to tell you that you spoke to me. I think that all moms can attest to this. We have a nurturing spirit that has been given to us by God. And nobody has told us when we were raising all these little kids that they would not grow up and be little missionaries. We thought for sure our Christian-raised kids were going to just turn out to be just close to perfect. But you know what? I am learning in my age and my older age that God is in control. I love what you spoke over Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. I accepted it for myself. And I do want to let go. I really want God to have full control. He had full control over me. I came to him. I am serving him with purpose and zeal and fervor. Thank you, sir, for speaking the truth. And Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, go back and listen to his prayer on the community prayer line. It really, really will bless you. And yes, we've got to let go. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.
This is Victorious in Vegas, and my name is Trina. And I'm currently listening to the DAB. I'm actually a double dabber, and I've fallen behind. But I always make sure that I catch up with my kids. And I'm currently on the 26th of January, and I'm hearing a prayer request from Fearfully and Wonderfully Made regarding her son Nicholas and his recent diagnosis with behavioral health, and just the pain in her voice from Nicholas's suffering with paranoia, and how he's not aware of the severity of his condition and he's not seeking any medical attention. And I just want to pray for you, dear friend and sister in Christ, as well as for Nicholas. God, please touch this family. Help Nicholas to be able to receive the treatment that he needs. Work through the hands of the behavioral health community and doctors to get him the treatment that he needs. And I pray for his mother, his family as a whole, that they can be healed, Lord, and have strength and your guidance. We know by just touching the hem of your garment, Lord, that Nicholas can be healed. And so I'm asking for these prayers for this dear, sweet family. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Debras, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. And I love you all.
Hi, Dab family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. And I wanted to lift up one of the dabbers. Daniel Johnson Jr. came on, and he's going through a hard time with the grief of his losing his mother, which is totally natural. Lord, we just thank you so much for Daniel Johnson Jr. and his family. And we want to lift him up to your throne room of grace. Lord, just give him peace and comfort during this time. Wrap him up on your wings and give him shelter. Lord, give him peace and comfort in knowing that you're going to provide for him and his family. But would you aid him in finding a job situation so that he can do that? And we just thank you in advance for everything that you're doing in his life and his family's life. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hey, Daniel Johnson Jr. in Columbus, Ohio. Beautiful Columbus, Ohio. It's Dean from the great Pacific Northwest, God's country. I'm reaching out to you, brother. I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your mother on the day after Christmas, and the loss of your contract job a few weeks before that. You're feeling it. You're feeling the grief, and you're feeling the loss of being able to provide for your family. The most basic function of a man in a family relationship is to provide and protect. Second, then to lead spiritually, maturity-wise, emotionally, giving them stability. Daniel, all I can say is you got this, brother. Don't give up on this. You got this. Yes, grieve deeply. Breathe in deeply the loss of your mother. And then go after it. Go get that job. God's got a plan for you. My encouragement is get on your knees with your wife every day, every night, every morning, whichever. Get on your knees and seek God's face, and God will show up in that. He has a plan for you. He wants to help you provide. You've got this. You've got this. I find Psalms 127 is a comfort to me. Read that psalm. It says that it's useless for the laborer to get up early and to work hard. It's useless for the guard to get up and protect the city. Unless the Lord protects the city, they watch in vain. Unless the Lord provides and builds the city, the builder builds in vain. So seek the Lord first, and he will make the work of your hands fruitful. He will provide. He has a plan. Just don't give up and don't take no. Seek the Lord. Let him work, but don't be discouraged. Seek the Lord. I pray God's comfort in your loss and in your grieving. God bless you.
Good morning, DAB. Calling from a very cold and chilly North Carolina. I'm calling, though, this morning to pray for one of our regular prayer warriors. I just heard Daniel Johnson Jr. call. Precious Lord, surround him with your peace right now as he goes through this overwhelming grief in the loss of his mother. So sorry to hear about that, especially 2 days after Christmas. I'm also praying for your new job. I see your new job. Your new job that God has for you. Hang in one day at a time. God's got your back. May peace go with you and your family. And I thank you for calling in so that we might lift you up in prayer. God does not work in time, our time. Also, I want to just state that John from Kentucky, I heard you back on January the 4th about Lila, 8 years old. Kelly and Tyler are the parents, lifting you also up to the Lord. He knows what you need. Just know that he is there for you if you just reach out. Peace to you as you do that. Also, Mark, that new listener that called, I think you called around the 28th, and you were concerned about the 17-year-old. God also sees you. God knows what you're going through. And for you, I also pray his peace and his love as you go through these situations. Everyone, let's continue to lift our family up here in this beautiful ministry. Brian and Jill, God bless you guys. January, we're almost over, but God, love you all. Just glad to be in NC.